The Bush administration plans to offer new offshore oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico later this year. It's a compromise that will prevent drilling off the coast of Florida. The debate over oil and gas development in the Eastern Gulf had President Bush lined up against his brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Governor Bush said offshore drilling threatened Florida's beaches. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Interior Secretary Gail Norton yesterday announced plans to lease about 1.5 million acres of the eastern Gulf of Mexico for offshore oil and gas drilling. The proposed lease is scaled back from a plan to open about 6 million acres, with some tracts coming within 20 miles of the Florida Panhandle. Norton said the new plan prevents any lease sales off Florida's coast and will be at least 100 miles away from Alabama's shores.
My decision today represents a compromise. A very reasonable compromise between those who support further development of the OCS in the eastern Gulf of Mexico to meet our growing energy demands and the citizens of Florida who oppose drilling in the waters off their coastline.
Florida Governor Jeb Bush had opposed the lease sale and had urged his brother, the president, to rethink his position on opening the eastern Gulf to oil and gas development. Governor Bush said the economic benefits did not outweigh the environmental risk to Florida's beaches, the mainstay of the state's tourist economy. In a teleconference after Norton's announcement yesterday, Governor Bush called the scaled-back lease area a victory for the people of Florida.
What remains of that tract to be leased is the furthest area away from our state. I think Floridians can be very comfortable that the potential damage to the environment is minimal at best.
But Florida House Democratic leader Lois Frankel says oil spills don't follow maps, and the threat is still there from pollution drifting into Florida's waters.
If there was a catastrophic accident and there was an oil spillage, I don't think any of us would be happy, whether it was off Alabama or off Pensacola.
She's even more concerned that once drilling is allowed in the Eastern Gulf, further expansion would be inevitable. There are already about 4,000 offshore oil and gas rigs, mostly in the central and western Gulf of Mexico, from Texas to Alabama. But this is the first federal lease offered in the Eastern Gulf since 1988. The Interior Department's decision drew mixed reaction from Florida environmentalists.
I was very happy to hear that news.
Enid Siskin of Pensacola is with Gulf Coast Environmental Defense, a group formed 10 years ago to fight offshore oil and gas development.
I'm, of course, concerned still that there is going to be any lease sales in the Eastern Gulf, but I'm glad that they're going to be at least 100 miles off the coast of Florida.
Other groups, including the Florida Sierra Club, are opposed to any offshore drilling in the Eastern Gulf. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.